Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. It's Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That means it's time for Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright. Leanne Tyler's newest release, A Letter, A Garden, A Journal, A Chance at Love, Secrets on River Road. Madison Franklin is called to Wyndham House in the late spring of 1920. Curiosity for a side of her family she knows nothing about draws her in and leads her deeper and deeper in unraveling the Wyndham past. She and her intriguing new neighbor, Connor Montgomery, become fast friends, and as their relationship grows, they discover more secrets on River Road than either could have ever imagined. Leanne Tyler's Secrets on River Road, available where all fine books are sold. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for. And good evening. You're visiting Hummingbird Place. We're glad you've joined us in the new Dark Hollows Press studio. Donna Wright has Deborah Mello, Michelle Prince, and Molly Daniels on the couch this evening as these authors tell us more about themselves and their latest releases. There are updates on the Romancing the Smokies event coming March 19, 2016. Mallory Kane will share the latest info in the romance industry at the bottom of the hour. All that is this week on Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, brought to you by Dark Hollows Press. I'm Jackie DeVera, and now your Ascendancy Prolocutor for this evening, Donna Wright.
What do you think that means? I mean, honestly, what do you think that that could mean? Because I have no idea, and every week she calls me something, and I'm wondering if it's like that. Have you ever seen The Far Side? And they had it one time, it was after the Lone Ranger had retired, and he was sitting there looking at a Native American translation, and he's looking at it, and it says, Kemosabe, Kemosabe, here it is, Kemosabe, crap head. So, you know, I'm wondering what she's calling me. So, anyway, tonight we're supposed to have Deborah Fletcher Mello with us. She hasn't been able to get with us yet. So I thought that I would just invite, now, I'm hoping she doesn't get used to this, but Mallory, are you there?
What? Who? What?
What, huh? What?
Yeah. Oh, I am. Here I am.
Well, the thing about it is that I'm getting really concerned that you might be getting too comfortable in the sitting room.
I know. But, you know, you had to let me in. Folks out there, I was not in the sitting room until she decided just now to invite me in.
I know.
That's why I was so confused.
Yeah, it's like you're getting just a little bit too comfortable there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Like the poor kitty cat gets too comfortable inside and then they kick her out.
No, we never kick our kitty cat out. The reason that everything seems a little, you know, that I was a little late on getting some of that stuff, I have a cat trying to give me the pudgy bread treatment.
Oh.
And here I am trying. And, you know, the thing is, you know, you say, we'll throw her out. Well, she'll just get outside the door and scratch and meow until she comes back in.
You ought to explain to people what the pudgy bread treatment is.
The pudgy bread treatment is when cats will get on their owners and they do that kneading with the sharp nails that they've got, those sharp claws, and they knead right into you. And I have a regular little pudgy bread monster.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Sometimes I call Mallory, and she has to call 911 because of the abuse.
Because you're being pudgy-breaded to death.
I know. It's awful.
I know.
So I thought, you know, this would be a really good time for us to talk about one of my favorite writers, Mallory Caine.
Ew.
Mallory,
one of mine, too.
Tell us what you're into now. Tell us what you've got going on in the next few months.
Well, as it happens, I have two brand new Christmas novellas that will be coming out within the next few weeks. One is with Thule Publishing, excuse me, I have to pronounce it right, Thule, Jane Porter's Thule Publishing, and the other is with a group of writers from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Hmm. And the other writers involved in that are Leanne Tyler, Julie Alexander, Kate McKeever, Carolyn Carey, Karen Hall, Mallory Caine, and there's one other person, but we probably would want to leave that as the big surprise.
Are we going to tell it right now? Can I tell it?
You can tell it.
It's the amazing, the phenomenal Donna Wright.
Dun, da, da, da.
Dun, 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 dun.
So now, and you're also re-releasing A Christmas Story that did very well for you last year. Is that correct?
I am, Donna. It's called The Christmas Treasure, and it's a Western historical romance with a Latino hero.
Ooh, he's a Latino.
So very sexy.
To me, all Latino heroes look like Antonio Banderas did when he was doing Zorro. I'm sorry, but that movie, he was just...
Oh.
He was
me
delectable.
Too. I'll take that. I will take that. That's right.
He was delectable.
My hero looks like that. Yes, he does. Oof. How'd you know?
Well, I didn't, but hey, I mean... What more could you ask for if you want a Latino lover? You know, my mother always had a thing for Latin men.
Mm.
Her,
well,
first big crush.
Mm-hmm.
Her first big crush, Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, man, yes. With the Corinthian leather.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So.
There's lots of wonderful Hispanic Latino heroes. I love them.
Absolutely. And but, you know, like I said, Zorro, he was the ultimate Latino hero in that.
What did she say? He was very...
virile. Was
not
it viral?
Vibrant. Vera. He is very... Oh, vigorous. He was very vigorous. That's what she said.
Oh, and I am here on the couch. I have allowed Mallory Caine to come in the house. It's not often she gets to sit on the good furniture.
It's cold outside.
I know. In East Tennessee, it's really getting cold now. Let's go ahead and do some business, and Mallory will be right back.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Caine, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dark Hollows Press Studio. You're listening to The Hummingbird Place, your true home for romance.
You know, when something goes out to the internet, it's there forever, right? So when you advertise with Hummingbird Place, you're investing in the potential to have continuous, ongoing, never-ending exposure via the airwaves, or the interwebs, as the case may be. Not just Monday nights, but 24/7. Blog Talk Radio archives are available anytime the internet is working for people to download and listen to Donna and her guests, which could be you for that matter. Hummingbird Place, being your home for romance, produces author spotlights, showcase specials, and author jams. And that's an exclusive show that is all about you. Now, when you have a new release, a call for submission, a writing workshop, an appearance and signing, giveaways, cover reveals, whatever your creative heart can come up with, contact us. We're here, and we'll be there to cover your special event that's all about you. Go to thehummingbirdplace.com and fill out that form under contacts, or write to ads, that's ADS, at thehummingbirdplace.com, and talk to me, Jackie DeVera. The Hummingbird Place. It's your home for romance.
And this is your home for romance. This is Hummingbird Place. My name is Donna Wright, and I'm interviewing one of my best friends, Mallory Kane. She's here tonight filling in because Deborah Fletcher Mello could not be with us this evening. So, Mallory, you know, there's something that I've always been wanting to ask you, and I never really thought about it, and it is something about your career. You are, you have how many Harlequin intrigues now?
38.
Okay. Are all of those actually available in e-books still?
They actually are. My first Harlequin intrigue, which is called The Lawman Who Loved Her, came out fairly recently for ebook. So, yes, all of them are available.
Well, that's pretty cool because now, like everyone else, you're on the shelf forever instead of the way it used to be.
That's right. It's pretty cool. You're right. And you
it used
too.
To be. Yeah, it used to be that you... that the Harlequin authors were on the shelves for, was it 6 weeks?
No, at most it was 4, and sometimes just 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, yeah, they put out a new set of books from different imprints every 2 weeks, and if the store didn't have a lot of room, they'd take yours off after 2 weeks and
oh,
put
wow.
the next line in.
That's amazing. It's almost like... it's almost like Harlequin was a romance magazine.
Oh,
because,
you know, that's
because
a
of the turnover.
Very good description. Yeah, that's right.
Because of the turnover.
Because they had something like 110, they'd have, I will say, 110 imprints.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of books to go out every month.
Oh, gosh. But now... and you may not have an answer to this, but are all Harlequin books still being sold in paper, or have some of them gone totally to ebook?
No, quite a few have actually gone to ebook. I would say most sort of importantly and possibly surprisingly, Super Romance is only electronic now.
That is interesting because that
mm-hmm.
is an old imprint.
Right, and at one time it was one of the biggest. It was one mm-hmm. of the best selling.
Yeah, I had a friend that wrote for Super, and is it Super? Is that right?
Right, Super Romance.
Yes, yeah, Super Romance. And if I'm not mistaken, our mutual friend Anna DiStefano wrote for them for
right,
a while.
For Super. Yep, she
yeah.
sure did.
A lot of really, really great authors came out of Harlequin.
They certainly did.
I mean, from the beginning, I can remember Harlequin and Silhouette are now one company. And
right.
Excuse me. I can remember buying all of the Silhouette books because they were American. And at that time, all the Harlequin books of that time were all, they all took place, most of them at least, in England. Do you remember that?
No, actually I don't. That's interesting. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and I started reading the Silhouettes, and I read Nora Roberts when she was with Silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
Janet Daly. I know that people don't like for me to speak of them both in the same breath, but Janet Daly.
Yeah,
rest her
yeah.
soul. She was
right.
I'm thinking Iris Johansson. Was she not an early Silhouette author?
She may have been. If she was on Harlequin or Silhouette, she was Love Swept.
Love Swept.
The band, I'm Company.
Mm-hmm.
It was one or the other, or possibly both. Some people were published in both.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. You know, Sandra Brown got her start with the short romances.
That's right. There are just a lot of them.
Absolutely. So tell me what's coming up for you as far as, are you planning on doing anything differently in your career in the next few months? I very possibly
will not be writing for Harlequin anymore. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of other folks who have written for the different imprints of Harlequin, it just sort of became time to move on. And so I'm doing some indie projects,
mm-hmm.
and probably, hopefully, some more projects for Thule Publishing. But I am really interested in doing the indie projects. I am looking forward to writing more in those. And I may actually be doing some more of the Western historical romance, which I really enjoy because I always enjoyed sitting with my dad and watching all of the Westerns.
People our age, their fathers, like my Uncle Doyle that I'm still very close to, that's all he wants to watch is those Westerns. He found that he now gets the channel Grit, and that's all it is Westerns, and he loves it.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
so.
My dad loved the John Wayne movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he watched every TV show. I mean, mm-hmm. Have Gun Will Travel, Gunsmoke, all of those. And I sat right there and watched them with him, and they're a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that.
Now, you have another thing that you do for authors that we haven't really discussed a lot here on Hummingbird Place. And that
that's
is
true.
That you're also a cover artist.
I am. I was actually a cover artist way back when in the first wave of electronic publishing back in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
when you had to have a floppy disk and a computer, a desktop computer to read an electronic story. There
Isn't
were
great?
No electronic readers back then. But, yeah, I did book covers back then, and I have continued to do them more these days, probably just because I love doing book covers than because I'm trying to make a career out of it. But I do really enjoy them, and I would love to get a few more to do. I really miss doing the book covers when I don't get to do one every month or two.
It is my understanding that you have done the book covers for that famous author Donna Wright.
Yes, I have. And
those are really fun.
She has some good books to do book covers for.
You did The Wrong Man for Christmas for me, and you also did Visions of Fear.
Of Fear, that's right. Both of those are very nice books, and the covers, I think, turned out pretty good.
I really love my covers. I don't even anticipate ever going to someone else for a cover, ever.
That's very sweet, Donna. I appreciate that.
Well, when somebody does a good job, I stick with them, you know.
Right.
Plus, I feel sorry for you. You know how that is. I wouldn't even let you in the house and on the furniture. So,
poor me. I know.
I know. You're pitiful.
I'm also doing the Christmas cover for our little Christmas anthology, too. So
do
that's
you remember,
fun.
Do you by any chance remember what we decided to call that?
Right now, it's called Christmas Wishes.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Seven,
everybody, Christmas Wishes,
yeah.
7 second chance stories.
Right. 7 stories of second, I think is
and,
how we're going to put it on the cover.
Yeah. And I do, the name of mine is called The 12 Parties of Christmas. No, The 12 Days of Christmas Parties.
Parties. Cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Well, Mallory, I tell you what, we will be back to you at the bottom of the hour for news.
Okay.
And in the meantime, everyone can listen to this.
You're listening to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright.
If you're looking for honest reviews in a magazine you can actually hold in your hands, you're looking for a fair decor. Grab your favorite drink and get in your coziest chair and enjoy reading about your favorite authors as well as articles and reviews of fiction and nonfiction. Reviews for contemporary, historical, paranormal, suspense, fantasy, and erotic. Go to adcmagazine.com for more information. Affair Decor. It's the only place you can have an affair without the guilt.
Lexi Witcher is the author of young adult contemporary paranormal romances. Her Bittersweet 16 series begins with Dodie Jinx as your typical teenager, until she learns she is the next in line to be claimed by a 300-year-old curse on her 16th birthday. While struggling for her life, Dodie unravels a chain of events that no one is prepared for. Dodie and the warlock she loves work together to find the key that will set the Dougherty descendants free in the Bittersweet 16 series by Lexi Witcher on Amazon.com and where all fine ebooks are sold.
And we do have on the couch with us Deborah Fletcher Mello. Deborah, welcome to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance.
Oh, thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a wonderful week and a wonderful weekend. You have a new book coming out called Playing for Keeps. Why don't you tell us about that?
Playing for Keeps is the second book in my Sultry Southern Nights series, and it's the second story about two fraternity brothers who own a jazz club in Raleigh, North Carolina. In this book, we have the story of Malcolm Cobb, and Malcolm is a single father of two teenage daughters who suddenly finds himself with his hands full.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. Now, let me ask you this. Who is your publisher?
Playing for Keeps is published by Kensington Defina.
Oh, wow.
And I'm
great.
Also published as well with Harlequin Kamani.
Oh, wow. So you are just really flying high right now. Now, are you a hybrid author, Deborah, or do you prefer to stay with just stay with New York, I guess is the best way to say it?
No, I'm also a hybrid author. I've self-published two literary novels, Gray and Rested Waters, about 2 years ago. So I like to dabble in a little bit of everything.
You know, have you noticed how versatile authors are becoming in their streams of their income streams? Everyone seems to have different things going on. It's not all eggs in one basket anymore. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. I think with the changes that have occurred in the publishing industry, an author has to stay versatile if they're going to keep up and still be relevant today.
Yeah, I think you're right. Also, do you find that when you are with the New York publishers, do you find them to be, what's the word I'm looking for, constraining?
I don't say I want to use the word constraining. I think it's more, for me, challenging. Writing for Harlequin Kamani, of course, you know, stories have to be a certain way. We have to follow a set guy meets girl, guy and girl fall in love, guy and girl fall out, guy and girl get back together again.
Right.
I think rather than say confining, it just challenges an author to tell a great story. So it really means we have to be at the top of our game and our writing.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a really good way to put that. We are on the couch right now here at Hummingbird Place with Deborah Fletcher Mello, and we'll be right back after this.
Something More by Nia Farrell. Loving a biker and his adult film star brother came at a terrible price. With her autistic toddler, Rachel has her hands full trying to make a new life for them in a quiet little town. When her former loves walk into the restaurant where she works, it's clear that they'll do whatever it takes to convince Rachel they belong together. The Three Graces, Book 3.0, Something More by Nia Farrell, out now from Dark Hollows Press.
And as our time draws just a little bit, we've got about five more minutes, I wanted to ask you a little bit about what you've done in the past. How long have you been writing?
I've been writing since I was a little girl. I actually started writing poetry in the margins of my science lab book in middle school. I've been published since 2003, and it's been a whirlwind ever since.
Now, if I am not mistaken, Deborah, I have your bio here, and there's really, you've done quite a bit. I mean, as far as, let's just go ahead and let everybody hear this. Your first novel, Take Me to Heart, earned a 2004 Romance Slam Jam nomination for Best New Author. In 2005, Book of the Year and Favorite Heroine nominations for the novel Right Side of Love. In 2008, won a Romantic Times Reviewer's Choice Award for Best Series, and it was your ninth novel, Tame a Wild Stallion, and with the release of your literary work, Gray, in 2012, and your 15th romance novel, 15th, Passionate Premiere in 2013, you don't feel as if there's really any limit, and I don't think there is.
No, there isn't. In December, I have another romance that will be released called Tuscan Heat, and that will be my 32 books. So it's really been a wonderful journey, and my readers have been supportive, and I'm just having a great time.
Well, now, like myself, you are not one of these people who's had one job and that was it for the last 40 years. You have worked everywhere. Now, I've been the same way, but, I mean, you have really done a lot of different things.
I have. I consider myself to be very much a Renaissance woman. As I used to tell my mother, I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do when I grow up. She didn't understand that, wondering why I never got a law degree or became a nurse and settled down. But I've had some great corporate careers. I have just thoroughly enjoyed everything I've been able to accomplish.
It's funny because you're one of those people who's not going to have to look back and wish you had done something because you've done it all.
I'm trying very hard. I've got a bucket list that's still a mile long, and there's some things that I hope to one day take advantage of and be good at. So I'm not done yet.
That's right. And you're never done, are you?
No, hopefully not.
All right. That's Playing for Keeps, and it is available from?
Wherever books are sold, Amazon.com, your local Walmart, and it'll be available on October 27th.
October 27th, Playing for Keeps by Deborah Fletcher Mellor. Deborah, thank you so, so much for being on. We have so enjoyed. I'm sorry that we're running a little different tonight, but that's just kind of the way it goes sometimes in radio.
I appreciate you having me.
Oh, it has been my pleasure, and you come back and see us anytime.
Anytime. Thank you.
Oh, it's, like I said, my pleasure. We are going to move on now. Got some things that we're wanting to do, but first, let's listen to this.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors, March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016.
Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit RomancingTheSmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
And now we have, sitting on the couch with us, I'd like to bring back my buddy Mallory Kane. She's going to tell us what's going on in romance news. Mallory, what's going on in romance news?
Well, Donna, let me tell you what's going on in romance news.
Cool.
Okay. This week, the online publication The Memo has reported that phony authors have been employing Amazon reviewers to help them cheat their way onto the bestseller list. These fakers work by contacting third-party reviewers who give misleading five-star ratings and remarks after obtaining low-quality e-books from Amazon in order to get the verified purchase status, which can almost guarantee that the review will be acceptable to the online mega publisher. Enough five-star ratings and the book can be bumped onto the top of the charts. Freelancer and Fiverr are among the websites where, quote, professional reviewers offer their services for as little as $5 U.S. or about £3 British. The reviewers make up a sprawling network of fraudulent reviewers, many of whom are paid that little to leave five-star ratings, while the authors make hundreds of thousands of dollars ghostwriting shoddy texts. Whether blame is pointed at the fake authors who have to buy the reviews, the misleading reviewers who will guarantee a five-star review for money, or the obvious deficiencies in Amazon as a platform for electronic books, one thing is certain, it's the readers who suffer. At a time in publishing where it's uncertain how print and electronic books can or will exist together, several questions occur. What impact will this scandal of shoddy reviews and shoddy books have on the publishing industry? Were industry insiders aware of the breadth of this problem? And what can Amazon do, if anything, to turn the tide? Nikki Knowles of The Memo spoke to Philip Jones, the editor of the esteemed trade publication The Bookseller, to get his take on the scandal. Now, her first question was, what is the importance of an authentic review in the Amazon platform? And Jones indicates that any reviews can be good, bad, or indifferent, but if they're not authentic, then they simply lose their value. The world is awash with new books, he says, and Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing platform has only exacerbated this problem of too many books. He feels that it's important that readers find books that they will most enjoy, that these books be judged on their merit, and that publishers be rewarded for the investments they make in those books. He points out that sampling ebooks is a fantastic way of discovering new authors and checking the authenticity of the review process. More and more online book buyers have the opportunity to return books they don't like, and the book buyers should use that. For purchase on Kindle, it's a simple one-click. One click to buy, one click to return if you didn't mean to buy it or if you don't like it. So on the question of whether industry professionals knew about the problem with fake five-star reviews, well, the answer is yes. There have been reports of purchasing reviews over the years, and of course, there are plenty of places out there, some more legitimate than others, who are offering paid-for reviews. Jones has also pointed out some authors on Amazon were using fake accounts to promote their own books and trash those of their rivals, which now brings up the question of whether Amazon, having created this unregulated marketplace, has any duty to do a better job of enforcing its own rules. Amazon has gotten into this practice somewhat in the way it treats reviewers whom it believes has an association with an author or book that they have reviewed. This is a very controversial practice, according to authors. And I want to address that a little bit later if I have time. But Amazon does risk killing its own golden goose. In allowing anyone to publish on its KDP platform, Amazon has democratized the publishing business and empowered writers to make or break their own careers. The general take is that as the Kindle store becomes ever more polluted by these fake books and fake reviews, the readers will turn away. And Jones opines that this could be the reason for the current mild resurgence of print, especially in the fiction market. Jones ends his article by stating that obviously reading is a precious experience that takes time and effort, and the more Amazon chooses not to invest in making readers' lives easier, the more it risks undermining its own product. Right now, the publishing industry is curiously poised between print and digital, ebook and mobile, complacency and panic. Scandals such as this one that devalue the review process and call into question the value of content published directly to Kindle will only serve to undermine the products that Amazon sells through its KDP program. And Donna, if I may, if I have time, I want to speak for just a few seconds on the controversy of allowing authors with a, quote, relationship, unquote, with another author to review that other author's book. Currently,
sure, go
Amazon
ahead.
Seems to have a no-tolerance policy on this. And this means, for instance, if I review another author's book, my review is automatically taken down because Amazon assumes that my review is not authentic, simply because I am an author. The time and effort they are spending on this particular practice definitely takes away from the time and effort they have to spend on going after the real fakes, both authors and reviewers. I may not review hundreds or thousands of books, but I do find it insulting in the extreme that Amazon presumes that I am at worst a fake, possibly even a for-pay reviewer, and at best a friend of the author I've reviewed, and therefore my review is suspect.
Huh.
So
that's a good way, really, of looking at it.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever had a review taken down.
I
have had all of my reviews for other authors taken down.
No kidding.
Right.
And it's only because you're an author.
Exactly. And because I will have to say in the, so that I can be very fair, I will have to say I don't do a lot of reviews. But when I do a review, my review is authentic.
Mm-hmm.
But Amazon assumes that it's not because
right.
I'm an author and I'm reviewing an author that they presume is my friend.
Well, and here's the thing. Even if you are reviewing your friend, if you truly like the book, shouldn't you have the right to say, I really do like my friend's book? I mean.
Exactly. But not according to Amazon.
Hmm. That is a very interesting way of looking at things.
Yeah, it's, I mean, Amazon seems to be ignoring, and this is only my opinion, of course, but Amazon seems to be ignoring the fact that, as we all know, authors are the biggest readers.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. Well, I have certainly enjoyed listening. Now, next week, you're going to start something special.
I am. I went to the Novelist Inc. conference the first week of October, and next week I'm going to be presenting an overview of Novelist Inc., and I'm going to present what I've learned about, for the first week of several, about marketing in this digital age, and my first week next week will be about metadata. So whether you're an author or a reader or both, you should find it very interesting.
And I'm sure we will. Ladies and gentlemen, finally able to come inside off of the gazebo, my friend Mallory Kane and her glass of wine.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Mallory.
Bye.
Bye. And that is Mallory Kane with news.
And now the latest about romancing the Smokies.
Ooh, did you like that? I just wanted to let everybody know a little bit about what's going on with Romancing the Smokies. As those of you know, excuse me. As those of you know, it is going to be held in Knoxville, Tennessee in March of 2016. You can go to romancingthesmokies.com for more information, but I just thought I would kind of go over some things. First, I'd like to remind you that if you're planning on attending, to go to Eventbrite and sign up as quickly as you can, because I can't hold spots forever, and I have a lot of spots I'm holding for people right now. I'd like to say welcome to Deborah Parmley. She's going to be a silver sponsor for Romancing the Smokies. Also, Jean Joachim is also going to be a silver sponsor, and she's going to be joining us from the great state of New York. And don't forget, if you are coming to Romancing the Smokies and you're an author, you want to turn in your book covers and bios and headshots to be on our website for Romancing the Smokies. Also, if you can't be at Romancing the Smokies, there's something that you can do, authors. You can be a part of the Romancing the Smokies 2016 catalog. I'm very excited to tell you about that. There's more information about that on the website, romancingthesmokies.com. Also, I'd like to welcome Brandy Kennedy, who just signed up as a silver sponsor. Everyone needs to welcome Brandy. She's Real Characters, Honest Love, Brandy Kennedy Books, and I really like that. I think that sounds great. I want everyone also to know that we have something that's really kind of neat that's going to be happening. We are going to be using the Newport, Tennessee Animal Shelter as this year's charity for our charity baskets, and I am so excited about that because that's where I got my Boogie Woogie Beagle Boy, and he is so special to me, and so I'm really glad to be able to help that small animal shelter. They do a lot of great work. I'd like to welcome Kathy Daly, who's going to be a gold sponsor for us at Romancing the Smokies. And don't forget to go to the Romancing the Smokies Facebook page and share everything that you see there. Now, something that's really kind of cool that I'm really excited to tell you about is that on Saturday night of the Romancing the Smokies luncheon on that Saturday night, we're also hoping that we can do a carnival. And so you can learn more about that on the Facebook page. So like I said, it's just you can go to the Hummingbird Place and look for our events to get there. I'm trying to see. I know that Jessica Raley will be coming. She's a reader, and also she works at the Maynardville Public Library. And I think that she's going to be, not only is she going to be a lot of fun, she's going to be able to be someone that, as an author, you want to meet her because she is so author-friendly. And that particular library is extremely author-friendly. So I know that you're going to want to know more about that. Also, Miranda Raven, who is a part of the Hummingbird Place team, she's on our sales team. She has opened a Miranda Raven's review team. There's 9 members there, and they're going to be doing book reviews. You can find out more information about that on the Romancing the Smokies website. Now, if you want to know a little bit more about the sponsorships, there are 2 sponsorships left. There, the $100 sponsorship is the silver. The $250 sponsorship is the gold. And so you can go to romancingthesmokies.com or the Facebook page and find out more about that. Let's see. Next time we'll have a tentative agenda. Mallory Kane is going to be, who is one of our silver sponsors, will be talking about her trip to NINC also at the meeting of the East Tennessee Writers Alliance here in Knoxville, Tennessee, which I think is really exciting. Susan Tisdale, don't forget, is also going to be one of our featured authors. And that's it for this week on the Romancing the Smokies update. And so what we're going to do is we're going to listen to this, and then we're going to be right back with Molly Daniels. And I'm real excited to have Molly back with us. She's always a lot of fun.
Dark Hollows Press is a publisher of romance whose authors present high-quality stories full of desire. They welcome submissions from both new as well as established authors. They offer a built-in reader base, professional editing, cover design and marketing, worldwide distribution, and competitive royalties paid monthly. Dark Hollows Press publishes all genres of romantic expression from historical to fantasy, sci-fi to contemporary, and now urban fantasy and new adult. Find submission guidelines or find a new favorite book or author at darkhollowspress.com. Coming soon, Xylin by Ryder Jacobs. Xylin had a superstar's life most only dreamed about, and a boyfriend who loved him. But one night, one club, one moment of misplaced trust, and his whole life changed. Xylin suffers the ultimate act of betrayal. When his world comes crashing down and his secrets are revealed for, literally, the world to see, Xylin must decide if love is enough to see them through. Xylin by Ryder Jacobs, from Dark Hollows Press, out October 22nd. Lexi Witcher is the author of young adult contemporary paranormal romances. Her Bittersweet 16 series begins with Dodie Jinx as your typical teenager, until she learns she is the next in line to be claimed by a 300-year-old curse on her 16th birthday. While struggling for her life, Dodie unravels a chain of events that no one is prepared for. Dodie and the warlock she loves work together to find the key that will set the Dougherty descendants free. In the Bittersweet 16 series by Lexi Witcher, on Amazon.com and where all fine ebooks are sold.
And I am very excited this evening to present Molly Daniels, who's going to talk to us about her new book, Heart Song. Molly, welcome to Hummingbird Place.
Thank you. How are you tonight?
A little frazzled. Had to kind of mix up the agenda a little bit, but you know what? It's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's just all good.
Yes, I know. I forgot I had a meeting tonight, so I had to leave at 7 and run back home. So I understand that too.
Well, Molly, tell us a little bit about Heart Song.
Well, Heart Song is still in the works. I'm kind of the one of two. I don't want to use the term slacker, but I feel like I'm a slacker. It's ever have a book that just does not want to be written?
Yes.
This book, I intended to have it written way before now, and it's still only, I'm about halfway through with it. But anyway, it's the story of a young woman who's a Broadway pianist, and she comes home to her small town of Braden, because her father's had a stroke, and the little girl jabbering in the background is my granddaughter. She doesn't understand the word quiet.
You're too young to have a granddaughter, but go ahead.
But anyway, she runs into her, he wasn't really exactly her high school sweetheart. He was just someone that she dated, and when she, after high school, she got the chance to audition to go to the Juilliard School of Music and study, and she got it, and he wasn't too happy with her, so they didn't really part on good terms. But anyway, now it's 20 years later, and she's back to help out her family business. They have the one and only hotel in this tiny town of Braden, Iowa, and by the way, mine is book 7 of 8. I didn't get to listen earlier. Was Michelle on earlier talking
No.
about her book?
No, she was
no.
not.
Okay. Well, anyway, we've all gotten together and we've created this fictional town of Braden, Iowa. And,
yes, I think I've had just about all of you girls on.
Anyway, we were originally going to release them all at once, but things happened, and now we're releasing them. I think the schedule is every 2 weeks, so mine actually doesn't come out now until December 29th, which is good because, as I said, I'm only halfway done with it. But I have a cover. I have a cover that's in the works, and the words are being pulled from my brain like a 2-year-old with a temper tantrum. They come out about, I think I'm averaging 500 words a day right now instead of 500 to 700 words an hour, which is what I normally do. And I wrote myself into a corner yesterday, so now I have to stop and do some research.
I hate doing that, and that happens all the time.
I'm hoping beyond hope that it will be done by Halloween, and then I can use November to clean it up and send it off to an editor, and then it will come out on time.
Now, when you say send it off to an editor, is one of the other girls doing the editing for you guys, or how's that going to work?
I don't know. I've seen conflicting things. Some people are using the editor that we have on our Facebook page, and others are, I think, they're self-editing, so I don't know which way I'm going to go yet. I've learned a lot from my past editors. I mean, the last book that I released back in September, my editor said that I sucked her into the story, and she forgot to edit.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Yeah, that was a relief because I set it off thinking, oh, gosh, this thing's going to be dripping red when it comes out, and it was hardly anything. I'm scrolling through the pages like, Ariana, did you even edit this? And then, there's a mistake. Okay, she did touch it.
I just sent the first half of my Christmas story to the person who is editing for the group. We have a gal that edits, and she is editing for the group for this Christmas mm-hmm. anthology that we're doing. And I told her to be brutal, and, you know, gosh darn it, she's being brutal. So that's all I know to tell you about that. I personally would never, ever, in 5 million years, and that's a long time,
mm-hmm.
Self-edit. I personally would not, because I'm too close to my stories, and I would not see things that someone else would see.
Yeah. I mean, I've, over the last year, everything that I've written, I've been amazed that sometimes I can find them, but, you know, there's some issues in there that you just don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back later and you wonder, how the heck did I miss it? Because
oh, yeah.
even in the last book, you know, here we thought we went over it with fine-tooth comb, and there was an issue in the dedication.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, how the heck? Yeah, in the dedication, I can't believe it. Instead of the word shine, it's I. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So we had to pull it and go back in and fix it.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's
the
worst.
They crop up, but that's proof that, you know, you see words that aren't there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. So what's next for you, Molly, after you finish this story? What are you thinking you might want to do?
As you know, I have two pen names. So my other pen name is still working on a sci-fi series. Just got to finish it. And I'm going to clean up book 4 of my chosen series. And I have a publisher who's interested in taking a look at it. So I've got to clean it up, and I've got to type up kind of a summary of the first 3 books and then send it off to her, and hopefully they'll accept it. If not, then I might take a stab at doing it myself. I don't know.
Now, have you done any self-publishing?
Well, since Secret Cravings closed, I've managed to get all of my Secret Cravings stuff back up on mm-hmm. the Kindle. I don't know how to get it up on the other markets. I'm sure that if somebody's listening out there and can help me do it, they can. They're more than welcome to hit me up on Facebook or email me and say, hey, mm-hmm. here's how you get it up on Smashwords or ARE or whatever the others are.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that's how we're going to do the Hearts of Brayden, and right now I'm clueless. The only thing I know how to do is put it up on Kindle.
Yeah, because that's pretty much self-explanatory.
Yes. Yeah,
it really is.
After the first time, you know, you have to go back in and do it. But now I can probably do it blindfolded.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally understand.
To upload it.
I have a question for you that I'm just curious about, and if it's none mm-hmm. of my business, you can say, I'm not going to answer that, but I think you
okay.
will. When it comes to your book covers from Secret Cravings, were you allowed to keep those?
Yes. Dawn Dominique was very nice and generous, and since I had so many, she gave them all back to me for a nice flat fee, which I was finally able to pay her last week. So
yay.
I was very happy that she reformatted everything and I was able to get them all back.
Well,
now,
you've been with me before, Molly.
I gotta look for...
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I was going to say, you've been with me before, so I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to listen to this and tell me if you think it's pretty cool.
And now the latest about Romancing the Smokies.
I just started using that tonight. What'd you think?
It was kind of jumbled through the phone. It was kind of jumbled and tinny, so I really couldn't hear it. Sorry. But, I mean, it sounded amazing, but I just couldn't understand what the words were.
Oh, man. Well, that's no good. Now I'm going to worry about that all night, and it's all because of you. I'll be laying awake tonight, and I'll be thinking,
sorry.
Wow, Molly, Molly couldn't hear it, so other people may not have been able to hear it. And no, actually, I don't care.
Well, as I was listening to the show, I think you played that before, and I could hear it fine.
Oh, so okay, but it's just that
time I just
wrong.
Couldn't understand. Yeah.
I just thought that was so cool. I thought, what can I do that's different? And, you know, Jackie DeVera is so wonderful at all that stuff. And so I just decided to give it a try. I'm sure Jackie is at home right now really jealous that I was able to do that. So, but anyway, Molly, tell us how we can get a hold of you if we decide we have to have every book you've ever written.
Well, like I said, everything's up on Amazon, and I now have a couple of print books up there, too. So some of them are in print, and most of them are in ebook format.
And
remember,
if I want
Molly Daniels, and there's Kenzie Michaels.
And if I want to find you online, I can go to mollydaniels.com.
MollyDaniels.wordpress.com. If you go to MollyDaniels.com, you're going to see something that's really unexpected, and it's definitely not me.
Oh, no. Now we know the truth. We know the truth.
No. I was going to get MollyDaniels.com and then found out it was not what I thought. So.
Well, I got to tell you this. This is too funny. One time I was doing some things when I did a lot of business with Secret Cravings, and I looked up secretcravings.com instead of secretcravingspublishing.com. Don't do that. Do not do that, because you will find something you don't want to find. Or maybe you do.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean... Anyway, Molly, it is always a pleasure to have you, honey. You keep plugging away. I'm sure everything's going to work out great for you.
Thank you. And my heroine in Heart Song actually did write a song, and I have sent it into the Texas Tenors hoping they can put it to melody. And I'm hoping they're going to come through for me so that when we do our massive signing in Iowa sometime next spring, I'll have an iTunes link to show to give everybody to hear. Go to my song.
That is fabulous.
I've never woken up at 3 a.m. Well, yeah, I have. I've been woken up at 3 a.m. now twice with song lyrics running through my head. And the first one is still tucked away in the drawer, but this one I actually thought, well, it ties in perfectly with this book. So I got up, wrote it down, and managed to incorporate it, and that's what's called Heart Song.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Molly, for being with us. That's Molly Daniels. Her book is Heart Song. Don't miss it. And now we're going to go to this, and then we're going to go to that.
Award-winning author Leanne Tyler writes sweet and a little bit sensual Southern romances, historical and contemporary, and maybe a touch of the paranormal thrown in for good measure. Her novel Season of Love is a time travel set in 1850 Charleston. Leanne Tyler's The Good Luck series shines with delightful down-home writing and humor. More for your historical romance fix is Leanne's short story Ava from the Love Letters series and also her full-length novel Because of Rebecca. Look for author Leanne Tyler through all published and ebook venues such as Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine romance books are sold. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions, worth staying up all night for.
And don't forget to join us next week for Heather Brainerd, Terry Austin, Christy Corbett, and, of course, we'll have the fabulous Mallory Kane. She'll be here with Romance News, and we'll be having some book reviews. Who knows? It may be your book being reviewed. I'm Donna Wright. Thank you for joining us for Hummingbird Place, your home for romance.
Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright, is brought to you by Dark Hollows Press and produced by Leanne Tyler. Production manager, Jackie DeVera. All music provided by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com.